This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Carlos Ribeiro, the Brewers first base coach, the long-haired, helmeted guy that you see standing down there on the first base line, joining us here in studio. How you doing, man?
Great. Thank you, Bill.
Thanks for stopping by. So you were down the hall doing a show called Faith in the Zone. And you just thought, well, I'll stop in with these rummies and maybe set them straight or something like that. So tell me, you come out of the Chicago series, and we just had Adam McAlvey on it. Baseball players don't get too high, don't get too low, but you get swept in Chicago. But you go into Pittsburgh, and you kind of, for lack of a better term, offensively get the mojo back. Do you feel like things are back on track?
Well, you know, like you said, this is tough, such a tough ball game. When you get swept in Chicago, you knew it was an important series. You're right behind Chicago. That separates you three more games from where you were. And you go into Pittsburgh, and you did what you had to do. Pittsburgh has always played us tough.
Yeah.
The past 4 years that I've been here, they've been a tough team, especially in Pittsburgh. And being able to do that, losing Christian Yelich after game one, and then coming here and taking care of business at home, definitely, hopefully, it's the start of a good thing. We haven't really gotten on a roll all year, and we're expecting that soon. Mm-hmm. We know we have a great ball club, so hopefully, we know we have a big series coming up also.
Yeah.
We've got to go to Washington. We're fighting the wild card with them, so
yeah.
It's going to be interesting.
Well, you've got Washington, but then you got 7 against Chicago, 9 against St. Louis. I mean, you still have – I mean, the best part about it is, as we were talking, your fate's in your own hands. Sitting a couple of games back, you still, what if you win baseball games, you're going to be right there. So, I mean, at least you know everything that you do is going to be the way it affects your postseason ability. It's not you're relying on somebody else at this point.
And that's exactly how it is. You know, you'll need to be watching the standings and see, okay, did they lose today or not?
Right.
I think everybody's guilty of that. When you're playing the teams that they're all in the same, like Cardinals, and that's where we go after we play Washington, and then we still got a couple more series with them, and then Chicago itself. I think you feel good about yourself and what you can do. It's in your own hands.
Last year, it seemed like there was this magic that just you were never counted out of a game. Everybody had a big hit. Things were firing seemingly on all cylinders. How you're there still just a couple of games back with all the injuries. Your entire pitching staff has gone down at one point or another throughout the season. You've had guys that have underperformed a little bit from the back of their baseball card. Do you feel like you're in a good place and you fought through it, or do you feel like, God, what else is going to go wrong?
No, I think that, you know it, every year is going to be different. And after you prove yourself like we did last year, everybody's coming out to beat you this year. So we knew it was going to be tougher. And then you put all the injuries behind that. Some guys, like you said, haven't been up to our expectations, but others have come up and surfaced, like Keston Hiura.
Yeah.
You know that kid was going to be a great ball player. Didn't know it was going to be this year. Even Grisham, who has just stepped into playing time and has done a great job. All those things, when you combine them, are part of what a team and an organization hopes for. And I think we're in a great spot for this month and a half. Hopefully we start getting here healthy soon with some of our pitchers and give it a run again.
You've had a lot of guys up and down. I know that David Stearns loves to tinker with the lineup, loves to tinker with the roster. Options are a big thing for them. You look at a guy, though, like Travis Shaw, who's been there, done that. You know he's produced. You know he's got it in him. How tough is it to watch a guy like that? I mean, even Lorenzo Cain, who's usually a better hitter than what he is offensively, those guys are just struggling right now. What do you say to those guys? What can you possibly do for those guys that kind of, because it seems like they're just pressing at the plate.
And I think in the case of Travis, somebody who we work directly because he's an infielder, it's definitely tough. You know, see all the success that he's had for 2 years and then come this year and wasn't off to a good start. And like you said, we're all human beings and we all start adding pressure. And this is a team that's not the same team when I got here in 2016 that we knew we were going to build upon. This is a team that we think needs to compete right now for a World Series. So the margin of waiting and patience is going to be less. Because you're not developing anymore, you're not building, you're trying to win, and you're looking for that next guy who's going to step in. And when they do, like when Keston came in and stepped in, now he earned the position of second base, and that put Moustakas at third, and that put Travis in a bad spot. And then we even took Hernan off the roster. Now we put him back, and now Travis go back to AAA. Mm-hmm. So in a good way, it gives you more depth as a team, and we all hope that Travis is able to come back whenever he comes up back and help and provide what he can with his offense.
Also, how much does a season make in which last year you weren't picked to be that good, and you were, and now you come into this season? Baseball is different. It's not like football where you can really gear up and clock somebody. You know, baseball is a very slow, methodical game, but you still have the target on your back because you're no longer the team that's sneaking up on teams. You're now the team that's kind of the hunted. How much of a difference does it make being the hunted this season?
Well, I think that goes to what I said at the beginning. When you have the expectation of winning, it's different when you're not expected to win. I think there's a little bit more of loose baseball, how you come out and you perform. Nobody thinks you're going to do it. Now that you have the expectations, win is like a must every mm-hmm. day. And it's different. And like I said, teams are going to come out and they say, we're playing the Brewers. Well, they were one game away from the World Series last year. So mm-hmm. we got to beat them. And that's a way of them proving themselves that they're a good team too. So we face top baseball every night. You know, even from teams that right now are in last place, you could see that played us very well or have played us very well throughout the season. So, and that's all it's going to do. It's just a different experience for our guys. They haven't gone through that type of baseball, and we are this year, and we're finding out that, like you said, it's a tough sport.
Before I let you go, I want to ask you, because you're in here talking a little bit about your foundation on one of the local shows, so tell us about what you got going on, because it seems like there's a lot of different ones out there, and I wanted to get yours out there as well.
Yeah, we came here and then Face the Sport. We talked about how we have partnership with Wisconsin School of Baseball and did an infield instructional video with Hernan Perez and Orlando Arcia. And we run a foundation back in Venezuela, Christian Athletes Foundation. And throughout this instructional video, you can buy it, or if you don't feel like buying it, you can donate on the website, wsobaseball.com/fielding. And able to help, all the proceeds will go towards a foundation where we're helping, especially with feeding and medical expenses and school supplies for our kids back in Venezuela.
So it's wsobaseball.com/fielding.
Yes, sir.
And then they can find it right there. Well, it's great to talk to you, man. Thanks for stopping in and hanging out with us for a couple of minutes.
No, thank you, guys.
Crash in anytime you want to, okay? There you go. That's our newfound friend. There you go. Carlos Severo, the first base coach for the Milwaukee Brewers, joining us for a couple of minutes. Going to go ahead and talk some Ryder Cup when we come back. Stay tuned. More of the Bill Michael Show is next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.